written it off as something he'd have to live with for the time being. He stood on the threshold, gazing around at the interior of a massive chamber easily the size of the throne room. It was completely lit, and at the far end was a huge bed, with four columns of carved jade rising from the corners. He almost didn't see her, as small as she was relative to the scope of the room and the bed. When he finally realized she was there, seated serenely in the center of the mattress, he raised a hand and gave her a tentative wave. Sorry I'm late. She only nodded and raised a hand to gesture for him to come forward. Once he was a few paces in, she made another slight gesture and the doors swept closed behind him. Corey's heart pounded as he looked over his shoulder at his only means of escape. But escape from what, exactly? He swallowed his anxiety and turned forward again to take a good look at this dragon queen he was so irrationally afraid of. He stepped a few more paces into the room, keeping his eyes on her. She seemed so placid sitting there, just watching him come to her. Halfway into the room, he stopped, deciding that was far enough. If she wanted him, she'd have to meet him the rest of the way. Now that he was closer, he could see her very clearly, his uncertainty replaced by cautious interest in the lovely figure. She was a petite young woman, with skin so fair it glowed, and thick black curls that fell past her breasts. She had the same Asian features as Chris, though much more lovely and feminine compared to the guide's. Of course, Corey reminded himself, she was Chris's sister. Her bright green eyes watched him take her in. He only made a cursory glance of her body, quickly shifting his eyes back up when he realized she was stark naked. Of course she's naked, dummy. Is it like the dragon nudist colony? Though he supposed dragons might not normally wear clothes when they were being, well, dragons. She frowned and finally spoke.
Do you not find me pleasing to look upon, human?
Her voice was light and smooth, and carried easily across the expanse of the room to his ears. Corey cleared his throat. Oh, trust me, I find you spectacular.
Then why won't you come to me?
Corey blinked at her. She sounded genuinely confused by his hesitation, but not in the way he'd have expected someone with the title of queen to sound. She cocked her head in an endearing way, waiting for him to respond. I'm not sure what you expect, so I'm just being cautious, if that's all right. I'm not in the habit of just jumping into bed with a pretty girl the first time we meet. I don't care how kinky you normally get with your lovers.
What can I do to appease your reservations?
Corey took a deep, calming breath through his nose and rubbed the back of his neck. Eyebrows raised, he said, well, you could start by telling me your name, and maybe we just talk a little?
My name is Racha, and you are Corey. My brother told me of you before you arrived at my door.
Oh? What did good old Chris have to say?
That you are not like the other humans, but I think you are.
And what makes you think that?
You're here, and you want me.
Now there was the queen he'd expected. Her assertiveness irritated him, which he hated because she wasn't lying. Except it was a hollow want he felt. Not the deep, abiding need he'd seen in the other's eyes, particularly Chris's, just before he'd made love to Issa for the first time. Maybe I just don't want you enough, he said. Racha grew thoughtful. Her gaze slid over his body and paused at his hips before moving back to his eyes.
Prove you don't.